Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. I loved making this album for you, and I sincerely hope that you'll enjoy this tribute to Musical America. Thank you.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. And today is Mother's Day. And sometime during the show, I will dedicate a tune to moms. And it's a glorious day. And moms don't get enough praise. If it wasn't for moms, none of us would be here. Yep, that's right. We wouldn't even be a flower petal. Okay, so I'm going to start off with American propaganda. And the title of my show tonight is I No Longer Watch TV Stations That Have the Communist Letter C in the Logo, plus PBS. Imagine taking your tax money and you give it to the government and they create a communist propaganda show like PBS. You know, when Bush went to Iraq, okay, as soon as we got in there, we set up a radio-free Iran to convince the Iranians to overthrow their government. But it was a flop. I think what happened was they hired Iranians to run the show, and they turned it into an anti-American propaganda station. Yeah, we're not too bright when it comes to intel. Tell me about Pearl Harbor. Yeah, tell me about 9-1-1. Our intel sucks. It is absolutely, you'll hear about it through the grapevine before you hear about it from the government. And speaking of hearing about it from the government, guess how many FISA judges there are? 11. And you know, they also rule on intelligence matters. How's that? Did you know that they're all Clinton and Obama appointees? Trump just got one appointed. The other 10 are Clinton Obama appointees. Did it bother you at all when this scandal broke and they all attacked President Trump, saying there was Russian collusion? But Hillary was found not guilty of selling uranium to the Russians. Not any uranium, but all the uranium. And the media lied. The media said it's only 20%. But what the media didn't tell you is that it was 80%. No, it was 100% of all the uranium coming out of the ground. How's that? You know what else the media lied to you about and covered up Obama's losses in Afghanistan? The media never told you that one American died. The only Americans that you may know about is the chopper ambush, which was betrayal and bad intelligence of the CH-47 that lost SEAL Team 6. How's that? You pray to God that wasn't handed to the Taliban on a silver platter by an American. Pray to God. So we know about the CH-47. Not too much about the fact that as the chopper was getting loaded, that they took the Afghani troops off and put other Afghani troops on, which is a strange thing to do at the last minute. And that all the bodies were cremated. And you wonder, were they cremated so that they could get the bullets out of them? Huh? You think so? You think maybe it wasn't a missile hit? And it was a bullet or two explosives on the chopper? Could that happen? Nah. So the media covered up all the casualties under Obama. If you watched NAM at supper time, NBC and CBS, they all had the body count for the day. And they would scroll them on the screen. And sometimes it would take 5 minutes to get all the names up there for the day. Eventually, the names added up to 59,000 people. And we knew everyone. We knew every town. We knew every rank. 59,000. Under Bush, they scrolled the names of the dead. But under Obama, they didn't scroll one. Not one. So how many you think died? 7,000. How many you think had their legs and bodies shredded? 17,000. You don't know those figures. Not one politician stood up and shouted those figures on either side. Don't ask me about either side, because my opinion is it's one side. It's the rhino rats and the communist Democrats, and they function as one unit. You see this guy that's auditing, what's his name, Burr? I wonder if he's a relative of Aaron Burr. And he's a Republican. He's a Republican, and he is going to subpoena us. He's going to subpoena Donald Trump Jr. They picked the weakest chain in the link, weakest link in the chain, and they're going to break him. But his daddy ain't going to allow that. Yeah. Democrats and Republicans are one party. The rhino rats and the communist Democrats are one party. And the only other party is a party of 65 million Americans who voted for Trump. I call them Trumpeteers because they're the ones who saved the country by electing Trump. And if you don't believe that Trump saved the country, you have no idea what's going on. You're blind. Okay. So the media covered up all the casualties under Obama. You didn't see one. 7,000 killed, 17,000 wounded, badly wounded. And you know how they got wounded? They got wounded by Iranian copper lugs for better shredding. Because copper is soft, and as it tears into your body, it can reform itself. So that's all IEDs made in Iran. And Obama gave $157 billion to the Iranians to kill more Americans. And if you happen to have a few nukes coming our way, no problem. Just use that $157 billion wisely. Don't be buying rugs with it or pistachios. And that's what happened to $157 billion. Could you imagine the wall Obama could have built with $157 billion? And here the communists got Donald Trump scrounging for $5 billion, $6 billion. $157 billion we gave to Iran to build a nuclear wall. And nobody said boo. So how did the media hide 7,000 dead Americans, 17,000 wounded? They listed them as NATO troops to be identified later, and later never came. 7,000 mothers, sons, and daughters went into the ground. And not one name was mentioned. NATO troops, they were classified. Not American troops, NATO troops. And you hear Trump is trying to get NATO to pay their combat bill. It is sad. It is really sad. The America is Uncle Sap. No more Uncle Sam, Uncle Sap. And everybody's getting a piece of us. So, I no longer watch TV stations that have the communist letter C in the logo, plus PBS. The smaller the government, the safer the people. Those who take your guns away intend to kill you. Bill Ayers told Obama bin Laden that 20% of the population will never surrender. They have to be liquidated. Now, there's a good communist word, liquidation. Like when Stalin liquidated 12 million Ukrainians, he cordoned them off in their farms, took all their food and all their livestock, and he starved them to death. He killed 12 million of them. He forced them to eat their children. Google it and die of a broken heart. And speaking of a broken heart, there were two girls on the border. Laura Ingraham was down there. Two beautiful girls. I think one was 10 and the other was 8. And the 10-year-old was the adult. And the border guard, who spoke Spanish, asked them, "Where is your mother?" And they said, "She put us on the line and she said she was going to get us something to eat. And she never came back." And the border guard broke down in tears. And that's what's going on in the border. If you ever saw the movie The Kingdom of Heaven about Saladin and Jerusalem and the Crusades, the Crusaders killed Saladin's sister in a raid on a caravan, and Saladin put his army together and went to the city of Kirak, I think it was called, and he was going to destroy it. And in the scene that opens up before you, you see the Arab, the Muslim soldiers on horse, and they're pushing the civilians into the castle because they want to put as many people in the castle so that they can starve them out. And that's what's happening to us right now, with 1 million people coming over the border this year. That 1 million bothers me, because that figure comes up too much. 1.2 million legal immigrants make it to become American citizens every year. 1.2 million American babies have their heads cut off in the Democrat jihad. You got to kill them. You got to tear them apart. You got to poison them. You got to burn them with a solution. And now they're talking about killing them outside the womb. This is like medical marijuana. It's for the good. And then it turns into heroin. And rehabs. Everybody, including conservative sites, are advertising, get in on the marijuana boom. Get in on the stocks, the best stock picks for marijuana. The prices are going to go through the roof. You know what else you can get in on? Rehab. Invest in rehab units, because there's going to be more rehab units than churches. 1 out of 7 Puerto Ricans is a heroin addict. Do you think he started or she started on heroin? They started on the culture drugs, cocaine. But then cocaine got too expensive. It is really sad. Really sad. You have no idea. And all the politicians have sold out. As a matter of fact, the spokesman for the drug world is Boehner, former Speaker of the House, Boehner. He's now selling drugs. He's a drug dealer. And the conservative sites are advertising it. Beware. There's a book out. It's been out since the 60s. It's called Red Cocaine by a guy named John Douglas. And he proves in his book, factually, that drugs is chemical warfare introduced by the Chinese, who brought it in through South America. And they were making so much money, the Russians caught notice of it. And they studied what the Chinese were doing. And then they built their own drug routes coming into the United States from South America. And it's chemical warfare run by communist governments. And speaking of communist governments, we have had a communist coup in this country and it's not over. So the smaller the government, the safer the people. Those who take your guns away intend to kill you. Bill Ayers told Osama bin Laden that 20% of the population will never surrender. They have to be liquidated. That's a good communist word. We are living through a communist coup. Half the country has no idea, and half of those can't handle the truth. Like Jack Nicholson and President Trump say, you want me on that wall, you need me on that wall, but you can't handle the truth. God bless the USA and Chick-fil-A. There's a hot mic report overheard. Nancy Pelosi says, you have to go now, Jose. Immigration is coming. Here is your $2 for the week. I'm paying you for the whole week. Bartender, Asti Spumanti, I have a Trump MAGA coupon. Wait till Trump says, I think we can squeeze one more big tax cut for the Americans again. Listen for the shots fired. Suicide all over Democrat land. 65 million Trumpeteers elected Donald. Is it Joseph Trump? If everyone of those Trumpeteers calls one relative to vote for Trump and succeeds, the landslide doubles to 130 million. on just one phone call. No sending money. Trump said, anybody asks you for money in my name, don't give it. Now, I get letters from the Republican Party. We don't want to help Donald Trump. No, you don't. I'm not sending you a dime. Not a dime. Yep. No sending money to politicians. Just drop a one dime. Okay. We're going to give you a tribute to moms.
Precious memory, unseen angels, sent from somewhere to my soul.
Nice, huh? Do you like that? What else can we give you? I want to be just like you. Twilight time. This whole heart. The things I love.
Peeping through
Can we give you? going to give you a Brazilian tune. It's a hymn, but the singers have changed it into a love song, and it's called Santo, Santo. Here's a rock and roll tune from the 50s. The name of the group is the Del Vikings. They were all in the Air Force, and they formed a singing group, and they had a nice sound. The name of the tune is It Any Wonder?
Yeah. must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright.
There's only one guy working in Washington. All the rest are get in his way.
Keep the ball rolling, baby, that it keeps.
Dedicate this number to all the gospel people that are coming over to Trump. Okay, we got cut short. All right, we have one tune left, and I'm just going to tell you about this tune. This is the original cast of World War II. When you hear this, you'll hear it on a vinyl record, and it has 47 scratches in the record. Each scratch represents 8,000 Americans who died so that you and I could complain about secondhand smoke. The Greatest Generation, 9 years later, after the end of World War II, realized that one day the threat of communism would be great in the United States. And the enemy of communism is God. So, in the Pledge of Allegiance in 1954, they inserted the words "under God." And that's a reminder that this nation belongs to God. And the reason that we have been so successful is because we have been children of God. Our biggest enemy today is drugs, and it's coming on fast and furious. It's not impossible that half the country will be drug infected in the next 10 years. So prepare yourselves. And now I'm going to close with the Star Spangled Banner. God bless Kate Smith. God bless the USA and Chick-fil-A. And God bless mothers. Listen to the drum roll. Power.